Baruch Haba, welcome everyone. Tonight's Tefillah Shir, number 105, Zayin Adar, Toshin Samech Tes, Parshas Tetzaveh. Especially Ashikoyach to everyone coming in through the snowstorm, making it here, Baruch Hashem, one piece. Tonight we will be discussing the fourth bracha of Shmoyne Esrei, Atah Chayin Ladam Das, intellect, a prayer for understanding. But before we get there, we're going to point out one more very important message on the previous bracha of Atah Kadosh. And the message is as follows. The Rambam tells us in Maor Nevuchim, Guide to the Perplexed, that a person is where his thoughts are. So if a person thinks he's in a nice, sunny, warm weather, that's where he might be. Not in this cold snow of the winter that we're in now. But really what the Rambam is telling us is that when a person is thinking, perhaps, and is davening, and his mind is wandering, unfortunately, that's where he is as well. He is wandering, he is not davening to Hashem. In the bracha of Atah Kadosh, which discusses sanctity, Kedusha, which we say Kedusha is to separate, it is so crucial, so important for us to internalize this concept. Because when we come to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we come to daven to Hashem, we have to remind ourselves that the Chafetz Chaim tells us that we have to visualize that we are literally standing in front of the Melech, Malchi HaMalachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the King of all Kings, God Himself, in the Holy of Holies, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And that's what the Rambam is telling us, that where a person's mind is, that's where he is. And that is a major important message from Atah Kadosh, that when a person is standing and he says the words Atah Kadosh, let us remind ourselves that he is standing in the Holy of Holies in front of Hashem. And with that mindset, realizing where he is standing, who he is talking to, it will enable him in Mirza Hashem to have more kavanah throughout the whole entire Shemun Esrei. And with that segue, we'll go enter right into the next bracha, Atah Chayin Ladam Das, and the tefillah reads as follows. Atah Chayin Ladam Das, Umalamid Lenush Bino, Chaneinu Me'idcha, Deya Bino V'haskel, Baruch Atah Hashem, Chaynein Hadas. Which means as follows. Atah Chayin Ladam Das, you favor man with perception, with das, with knowledge, and you teach mankind understanding. And we ask of Hashem, we are now beginning into the world of bakashas, of requests. The first three prayers, the first three brachas were shevach, praise. We're praising Hashem. Now we enter, after we praise someone, after we praise the king, now we enter into what's called the bakashas, requests. All of these requests apply to our everyday life. So we request, we beseech Hashem, and we say, Chaneinu Me'idcha, grant to us, Me'idcha, from your Deya, Bina V'haskel, from your Deya, from your perception, Bina, understanding, V'haskel, and intellect. This is the request from us to Hashem. That Hashem should give us from His perception, understanding, and intellect. And we end the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Chaynein Hadas. You, Hashem, are the source of the brachas, the grantor of perception, of das. The first question is, what is the source for this bracha? We mentioned in the past that the first three brachas correspond, the first bracha to Avraham, the second bracha to Yitzchak, and the third bracha to Yaakov Avinu. Who does this bracha correspond to? And the Sefer Shibboleth HaLeket, one of the Rishonim, he tells us from the Medrash, and the Gemara as well, that this bracha relates to Yosef HaTzadik. What is the connection between Atah Chayin Ladam Das, you Hashem, give us knowledge, information, wisdom? What does this bracha have to do with Yosef HaTzadik? And the answer is because we know when he was in Mitzrayim, And he was thrown into a pit. And after he was going to come out, and he was going to meet the king, Paro, the king of Mitzrayim, he was going to go face to face, one on one, with a challenge which he had to prepare for. And this challenge was to make sure he knew 70 languages. Because in order to be the king, written in their rule book, one of the rules he had to have is to know the 70 languages. And how did he know these 70 languages? He knew these 70 languages because the Malach Gavriel came to Yosef Tzadik the night before he went to Paro. And the Malach Gavriel taught Yosef all of these 70 languages. And this is actually what we say every single Thursday in the Shir Shel Yom, right at the end of davening, when we say the words, Eidus b'yoisef somoy, v'tseisoy al ore el eretz Mitzrayim, sfas lo yidati yeshmo. Eidus b'yoisef somoy, as a testimony for Yehosef. Who is Yehosef? Yehosef was Yosef. Tells us the Medrash that Hashem added the letter Hey from his name. And that gave him the ability, the Malach taught him all of these 70 languages, so that he will be able to be the ruler, the second in command, and prepare the way for his brothers to come down to Mitzrayim. If we look at this bracha is different than all of the other brachas of requests. Every bracha gets straight to the point. For example, the next bracha, Hashiveinu avinu tzarisecha, Hashem, bring us back to your Torah. Selach lonu avinu kichatanu, forgive us Hashem, for we have sinned, we have erred. Re'ev aneinu, look upon our affliction, and so on and so forth. This bracha is different. How is this bracha different? We start the bracha, Ata chayinein la'odom das, you Hashem are the one who grants man, who gives man this ability to understand, to perceive. Umelamed l'enosh bina, and teaches mankind the understanding that's necessary. And then, only then, after this little introduction, do we begin with our request. Chaneinu me'itcha, deya bina v'haskel. Hashem, we beseech you, we beg of you, grant us this ability of Deya, of Bina, of Haskel, of perception to understand things and intellect. Why is this? Why is this the only bracha that begins in such a way? That first we have this little introduction to Hashem, that you are the one. Another question is, why is this the bracha that we begin with? Of all requests, I'm sure if we'd ask, take a poll, what would we think to begin with? Maybe health. Person without health, well, what does he have? Parnasa, sustenance. Geula, redemption. We can make a case for each of these three that they should be the first request of Bakoshas. Explains of Chaim Friedlander Zecher Tzadik Livracha. The reason why we begin Ata Chayinin La'adam Das, we begin this bracha first with this little introduction, you Hashem are the one who gives us this Das. As well as why this bracha of all brachas is the first bracha in the middle category, the middle section of the Shemoneh Esrei. And he says as follows. A person, when it comes to his parnasa, as much arrogance with his livelihood that he might have, to feel it comes from him. We could just see what's been going on in the world We don't have to go too far in history, unfortunately. That in one day, in one minute, a person can be knocked down. So as great as a person might feel that his intellect might be, and his ability to make a living, to make parnasa, the arrogance subsides and goes away with the realization that there is a higher being to some degree. And the same is true with health. A person, unfortunately, we shouldn't know of these things, but if he becomes ill, it's also a situation where he realizes he's powerless. No matter how much money he has, no matter who the doctors are, the health comes from above. However, there is one idea, one mindset that a person might have. And that mindset is that his intellect is due to his own powers. Even greater than the fact that he can make such great money, and he could be so healthy, but when it comes to his intellect, he attributes this to himself. And that is why, says Reb Chaim Freilander, we begin all of the Bakashas with Ata Chayin L'Adam Das. Firstly, because it is the most important. Because without Das, as we'll get to in a few minutes, without Das we have nothing. Without knowledge, without the ability to understand between good and bad, we have nothing. But even more than that, to answer our question over here, the reason why we start and we first beseech and have this little introduction, Ata Chayin L'Adam Das, because we want to put ourselves in the right path and realize Hashem. We know, we realize, we are honest with ourselves, everything comes from you. The Das, the knowledge, the intellect, everything we have, our brains, it's Ata Chayin. Not Noisein, but Chayin. Why not Noisein? Noisein means to give. The more common word, which we use so often. What is this Chayin? Why do we use the word Chayin? Because Chayin is a Matnas Chinam, is a free gift. We are emphasizing and we are telling ourselves, Hashem, you are giving us a free gift. You are giving us a gift of knowledge. And this gift of knowledge comes directly from you. Ato, you! The Shlomo Brev de Shlita, one of my Rebbeim, he explains that one of the ways to emphasize and help our Kavana is when we say the word Ato, you, to focus on that word. And we realize that we're saying, we're talking straight and directly to you, Hashem. Ato, you. And as Rav Schwab Zatzal, as he has explained, that we mentioned in the past, that there are those who, when they make a bracha, Baruch Ato, when they say the word Ato, they say it, you, a little quieter. Because to emphasize and to bring that realization to themselves that they are talking directly to Hashem. So no need to say it so loud. Baruch Ata, you Hashem. And all of these different ways to help us concentrate with our brachos and with Shemoneh Esrei. The Vilna Gaon tells us, the Gra tells us, in Mishlei, V'tachel Hashem b'chol libcha, V'vinoscha al tishoyim. Trust in Hashem b'chol libcha, with all your heart. V'vinoscha al tishoyim, and don't rely al binoscha, on your own intellect. Because we have this Yitzhahara that when we make a decision, it comes out wonderful, and we make a great business deal, or we make the right turn and get out of that traffic jam, and we look at all those people like, oh, we hear the radio, 3 hours they were stuck there. And we tell the person we're sitting with, look at that, what a move I made. Realize it is not our intellect that made that decision. We have to attribute this to Hashem. Ata choinin adam das. You, Hashem, are the one who gives us das. You, Hashem, are the one who gives us this ability to understand and what to do, know what to do. The Gemara in the Dorim, on Daf Mem Aleph Amar Aleph, tells us as follows. A statement from Abaya. And Abaya emphasized intellect is man's most fundamental possession. And he said as follows. No man is considered truly poor unless he is poor in intellect. He who has intellect possesses everything. He who lacks intellect, of what value are his possessions? He who acquires intellect, what is he lacking? He who lacks intellect, what has he acquired? The bottom line, without intellect, he has nothing. How many words in this tefillah, in this bracha? There are 17 words in this tefillah. 17 is the gemashia of Tov. Good. And I want to tell you something. What I'm about to tell you is an example of siyata d'shmaya. Help from heaven. Everything is always siyata d'shmaya. And Hashem at different times has these neon lights glaring in our eyes. So we should use these episodes and realize everything is help from Shemayim. This is class number 105 according to this calculation. We said one of these things, what I'm about to say now, last week, and I'd like to share with you another one this week. We're learning now the brach of Ata Chayin Adam Das. God gives man knowledge. The Torah of Yaakov Al Turim says these 17 words and this tefillah correspond to a pasuk in this week's parsha. Incidentally, it's my Bar Mitzvah parsha. And the pasuk is in Perek Chavches, pasuk Gimel, and I'll translate. And you shall speak to all those who are wise-hearted, whom I have filled with a spirit of wisdom. The Torah tells us our bracha corresponds to that pasuk. And it's a tefillah that we're dying to Hashem to fill us with wisdom. Which wisdom are we talking about here? We discussed wisdom to make sure we make the right turn and not the left turn and so on and so forth. But there's more than that, as we'll get to in a minute. The Eitzah Tefillah of commentary on the Siddur tells us even further. For those who like gematrias, this is for you. There are 60 letters in this bracha up until the words Chaynein Hadas, which is the message that in order to master the 60 tractates of Mishnayis, one needs the Das, the help from Hashem. If we add those Chaynein Hadas, those words as well, we come to 68 words, letters. 68 letters is the gematria of Chayim, of life. As we're telling us, as we're bringing out the message, the stressing the point, we want life, we need Das. What kind of Das? Das Torah. We have to fill our lives with Torah. And one last message on this point here. The bracha begins with an Aleph and ends with a Tav. Ata choinin lotam das and ends Baruch Atah Hashem choinin hadas. What is the message over here? The message is that das is everything. It encompasses everything from beginning to end. And if we have das, as we started off with the Gemara and the Dharam, we have everything. If we don't have das, we have nothing. Rabbi Yonatan Eibishitz in his Sefer Yaros Devash, He tells us that when a person, and already this came before him as well, when the person davens this tefillah, he has to realize the importance of what he is saying here. As we just said, this is chayim. This is life. What is the opposite of life? We don't want to say. We all know. What is his message? What is Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz telling us? He lived around 300 years ago. He is telling us that a person should concentrate and cry. Tears should stream down his face. He should strive to get to such a level when he says these words. We have to know ultimately what the goal is. Because when a person davens this tefillah, Hashem will open up the heavens and fill up his brains with the ability to understand the Torah. Let me share with you a story. I've said this story in the past and I'd like to share with you again now. The story is with Rav Pesach Pruskin. He was to some degree one of the Rebbeim of Rav Moshe Feinstein, as we know, the Gadol HaDor. Rav Pesach Pruskin was Mashkiach, was a Rebbe in Yeshiva. And he never felt he made it to where he should. He tried, he worked hard, but he didn't hit the level of scholarship that he wanted to, that was respected, and so on and so forth. It came to the point where he even once said an explanation on a certain Gemara. And those who heard it looked at him and viewed him as like, you have to be ridiculous. That's not, that can't be correct. It came a point in time where he literally broke down and cried and begged Hashem to open up his brain, open up his heart to understand Torah. And he gives testimony that he fell asleep. And he had a dream, and in the dream they told him it's time to wake up. You're by cautious, you're tfilos, atochoinim odom das. You Hashem grant us das, knowledge, wisdom, intellect. Your request has been answered. And he says over, he woke up, and he felt this different feeling. And he was a different person. And eventually he came to publish different Sfarim. Atochoin l'odom das, you Hashem can grant us this das. Hashem wants this from all of us. Because the harder we work to understand His Torah, and the emphasis on this tefillah is specifically on limud ha-Torah, on learning His Torah. Because understanding the Torah is understanding Hashem. It's coming closer to Hashem. I want to share with you another story. They say this story, they attribute this story to Rav Yitzchak Zeiv Halevi Soloveitchik. Some say it might have been someone else. The Brisker Rav, as he was known, passed away in 1959. But when he became the Rav of Brisk, he got a knock on the door from a policeman. This was his welcoming to town. The police officer told him, "You as the clergyman, I am here to let you know one of your people, a Jew, is in jail. And as a last request, we in this town we offer him the ability to have one of his leaders meet with him, have a confession, and then he'll be killed. So I'm coming to notify you that you have to come to the police station and meet with this Jew before he is killed. Just like every other religious leader has to meet with their people. So this is what the policeman tells the Brisker Rav, as he was known. And his response is, I can't go. And the policeman is quite confused. You don't realize I'm a police officer? So he tells him as follows. He says like this. You see, if I go to this Jewish individual, I will be causing his death. Because until I go, you can't kill him. Because that's your law. So I'm not going. So at first, the police officer found it a little humorous. And they said, joke's up, let's go. And the Brisker Rav said, you didn't hear me? I'm not going. I cannot be responsible to cause someone his death. Police officer is enraged. He goes back to the police station. Tells this to the lieutenant. And he himself, with some other officers, approach the Brisker Rav. And the lieutenant comes and he speaks to the Brisker Rav and he says, let me get this clear. You're not coming to the police station. He says, yes. Because if I go, I will be responsible for bringing someone to death. I can't have any part of that. And this went back and forth until the point where the lieutenant said, you don't come, I'm dragging you there. And his response was, I'm not going. And back and forth, before things got even worse, the townspeople, the other Jewish people in the neighborhood, couldn't understand how the Brisker Rav, this young rabbi, could endanger the whole community. And then they got a telegram. A telegram came from a higher court that said that this Jew in jail who was supposed to be killed is let free. You, Hashem, give man das. This came from Hashem. Because when a person incorporates the Torah into his system, he becomes one with the Torah. What I'd like to do tonight as well, being that next week, a week from tonight, we will be celebrating the Yom Tov HaPurim. We won't have a class that week because we'll be busy, involved with that mitzvah. So I'd like to also tie in our tefillah, our bracha of Atah Chayin Olam Das into Purim. With, of course, the help from Hashem. But before we do that, a few more points over here. And we'll start with the Medrash still. And the Medrash tells us of a certain individual who was very wealthy. But his issue was he couldn't let go of his money. A very tight fist. To such a degree, he didn't give his miser. A person is obligated to give a tenth of what he earns. And he didn't do this. And he attributed all of his success, his intellect, his parnasa, everything to himself. Hashem runs the world in something called Mida Keneged Mida, measure for measure. If we hold the door for somebody one day when he's carrying a lot of packages, it could be one day when we're carrying a lot of packages, 20, 30, 40 years later, Hashem will make sure someone will open the door for us as well. Just one little example. Mida keneged mida. This man figured out in his mind that he is the source for all of his success. Hashem made this man go crazy. He made this man lose his intellect, lose his das, lose his understanding of things. And he started smashing, tells us the Medrash, smashing all of his property, breaking everything, going insane. One of his family members comes in and sees what he's doing. He says, "Wait, stop what you're doing. No, how could you do this?" This insane man convinces his relative, "Pick up the bat and help me smash these items." Which he does. He went insane. It's mida keneged mida, measure for measure. Let's see what these words mean. Atochoinein l'odom das. You, Hashem, hanoisin bechinam, you give free. Choinein, chanino, ematono, free of charge. We don't deserve it. Step number one is to realize you, Ato, you, Hashem, choinein, you give it to us free. L'odom, Hashem gives us to Adam, not to Behema, not to animals, but to Adam. What does Hashem give to Adam, to man? He gives man das. The knowledge to understand things. Umalameid l'enosh bino. And Hashem gives us the ability to learn. He teaches us. L'enosh. Even to a person who is on a lower level than Adam. Hashem gives us the ability of what? Of bina. What is bina? Bina is L'havin davar mitoch davar, to understand one thing from the next thing and to go to the next level. To extrapolate and to deduce and to build, that is bina. And then we continue, chaneinu me'itcha, tein lanu matnas chinam, give us Hashem. I'm reading from the Sefer Avodas HaTefila. Tein lanu b'matnas chinam, Hashem gives us, give us this free gift. We realize it's all from you. Deya, give us the chachma, the wisdom. Step number one, we have to have information. Please give us the ability to understand this information. Bina, then after we have wisdom, we have knowledge. Enable us to extrapolate, to build, to deduce. Dover mitach dover, one thing from the next. V'haskel, and once we have all this information, let us apply it. Let us use our information to serve you properly. And then we end the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Choynein Hadas. You, Hashem, are the source of everything. You give us this free gift of knowledge. Purim. Let's discuss Purim. We have a few minutes left. And the truth is, it's not appropriate to do what we're about to do. Purim deserves its own shiur. Purim deserves hours and hours and hours just as for introduction. But we don't have time for that. I don't think you'll allow that. We have a mitzvah on Purim. Chayiv inish levesumi ad l'yodo. Man is obligated to drink on Purim. Until the point where he doesn't know the difference between so and so forth. Or Haman Baruch Mordechai, or Mordechai, we don't want to say these words on Purim, we're said to see if maybe we can get to a point, level, to say this in Baruch Haman. Fine. What is the nature, the understanding behind this very unique mitzvah to drink on Purim? How do you understand such a mitzvah? And before we explain the answer and explain the concept of what this mitzvah is all about, I recently heard from Rav Shimshon Pikus, Zatzal, I heard a share. His Yahrzeit is coming up another month. These words that we're saying now in his name should be an aliyah for his neshama, his wife and his daughter, who were killed in a terrible car accident a few years ago. And he tells us the word Megillah is really to megale, to come to reveal, to come to show us. Because we live in a world of Hester Panim. Everything is hidden. What is hidden? Nature hides God. Really, God is nature. Lift up your eyes. Uru and see me vara eila. Who created these? The stars, the moon, the sun, everything. You take the word me, and you take the word eila, and you put the two together. You have Elohim. This is not from Rav Pinkus. Maybe on a different time he said this. Eila is God, and is the gemashi of Hateva. That Hashem is the nature. He is running nature. We have to look through nature and see Hashem in nature. And the message of the Megillah is Megala, is to reveal. We don't have Hashem's name openly there once in the Megillah. There are hints here and there to this concept of Hashem throughout the Megillah. There was a situation, two reasons as to why there was such an evil decree for us to be destroyed. And it was a real decree. We were to be destroyed, if not for the fact that we repented and did tshuva. One of the reasons was because we went, we were nene, we had pleasure, we delighted, misudosa shel Achashverosh. We had pleasure from the big feast, the banquet of the king of Achashverosh. His time is late. We'll get straight to the point. They got a letter in the mail that said, you must come. Please, you're welcome to come. And they were told by Mordechai not to go. And they went. And then they were punished. Lahashmid, laharig, laabbeid, eskola Yehudim, vinar, vatzokim, taf, noshim. They were told they will be wiped out and destroyed all in one day. Worse than what Haman, what Hitler, Yimach Shemai, wanted to do. His ancestor Haman wanted to do it all in one day. And it was going to happen, if not for the fact that Hashem accepted our tshuva and tefillah, and he ripped it up. We thought we should go. And I want to tell you, I was always thinking that if I was there, I wouldn't have gone. And then one time I was learning from Rav Dessler, Michta Milayo, if I understood it correctly, he says, if I would have been there, I would have been with everybody else, says Rav Dessler. And I said, okay, Uri, which side would you really have been on? Be honest with yourself now. I'm trying to think how much food I would have eaten, perhaps. Mordechai said, don't go! Atochoinil Odom Das! You Hashem grant man Das! Why do we drink on Purim? Because we said that the most powerful gift after life that God gives us is the Das, is the brains, is the knowledge, the intellect, the wisdom. And now we drink, says Rav Chaim Freelander, and explains that we take this most precious gift and we throw it away and we say and we show that we trust in you totally, Hashem. And you, Hashem, are in charge of everything. Mordechai was of the Sanhedrin, of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, and he told us we should not go. I'd like to share with you a Rambam. The Rambam tells us, Adam nimshach achar sviva. Man is influenced by his surroundings. We sometimes think, myself included, that what we do is the right thing in life. We have negiyas. We have what we think is the right thing. We have to be careful with bribery. We should be careful not to bribe ourselves into doing the wrong thing. And that's why we have leaders of Klal Yisrael, Rebbeim, teachers, who are there to guide us. The Mordechai HaTzadik, and tells us, do not go to that Suda. We have to mevatel our Das. Das, intellect, is our five senses. And our logic that tells us, this is the right thing to do, and this is the wrong thing to do. And they said, this is the right thing to do. If we can't go, he'll destroy us. We can't anger the king, the most powerful man. He was here. 127 countries, he had the whole world at the time. We had to have listened, we should have listened to Mordechai. The message is, when we drink on Purim, we are showing Hashem, we are not in charge. Atochoinein, Lodam Das, you Hashem, you are in charge. And we're taking that precious gift of our knowledge and we're throwing out the window. That is a little discussion of the understanding of why we drink, why it's so important to drink on Purim. I will end with this, that just like Hashem broke up the decree back then many years ago, the Svarim tell us that that Kedusha, the power, the holiness, lies in that day every single year. I give everyone a bracha. Let us make sure we utilize this day of Purim and daven properly. And learn properly. Try to learn something on that day. And to open our eyes, we should merit to open our eyes. And see that Hashem is Megala, the Megillah. He is revealing Himself to us. And just like they were answered on that day to have a redemption, we should daven for the Geula. We should daven for Hashem to come and ultimately redeem us and bring Mashiach to Kainu B'mheir Rabbi Yameinu. Amen.
Amen. Amen.